Philippians chapter 4. Therefore, my brethren, whom I love and for whom I long, who are my joy and crown, stand firmly in the Lord, my beloved. I urge Euodia, and I urge Syntyche, to get along in the Lord. Yes, I beg you also, who truly share my work and burden, help these women, for they labored with me in the good news message, along with Clement also, and with the rest of my fellow workers whose names are in the book of God's life. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice! Let your godly behavior be known to all men. The Lord is always present here with us. Don't be anxious about anything, but in everything, through prayer and asking with thankfulness, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will keep watch over your hearts and your thoughts in the Anointed One, Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are honorable, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are agreeable, whatever things are admirable, if there is any virtue, and if there is anything worthy of praise, meditate on these things. The things which you have learned, received, heard, and seen in me, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. But I rejoice in the Lord greatly that now, after some time has passed, you have remembered me again by sending a gift. Certainly, you always did remember me, but you lacked opportunity to demonstrate it. Not that I speak because of need, for I have learned in whatever circumstances I am in to be content. I know what it is to be in need, and I know how to act when there is plenty. Through everything and in all situations, I have learned the secret, how to both be filled and to be hungry, both to have plenty and to be without. I am strengthened in everything in Him who empowers me, the Anointed One. However, you did a good thing by helping with my affliction, and you yourselves also know, you Philippians, that in the beginning of the Good News ministry, when I left Macedonia, no gathering of called out ones participated with me in the area of giving and receiving, except you. Even when I was in Thessalonica, you sent gifts several times to help with my needs. Not that I am looking for gifts, but I want you to have fruit that will be credited to your account. But I have more than enough of everything. I am satisfied, having received from Epaphroditus the things that you sent, which is a sacrifice with a sweet-smelling aroma, acceptable and very pleasing to God. And my God will supply every need of yours according to his riches in glory in the Anointed One, Jesus. Now to our God and Father is the glory forever and ever. Amen. Greet all those set apart for God who are in the Anointed One, Jesus. The brethren who are with me send greetings to you. All those here who are set apart for God send greetings to you, especially those that belong to Caesar's household. May the grace of the Lord Jesus, the Anointed One, be with your spirit. This is the end of chapter 4 of Philippians, and also the end of the book of Philippians.
The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries,
not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor.
We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.